Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Languages.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Christian Marcoli is here. He's a new friend. He's a top performance coach. His clients include world business leaders and Olympic champions and working with major corporations all over the world to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of a number of books, including the brand new one called The Melting Point, which is we're going to talk about today, and four others that he's written on leadership and getting out of your own way. I think that's a central theme of a lot of his stuff. And he's joining us from Zurich, Switzerland. Christian Marcoli, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So The Melting Point, I was telling the audience before you got here that the way I see your in your book, The Melting Point is kind of when your dysfunction causes so much friction by lack of performance, the friction just heats everything up to a melting point, and either you and or your organization just collapses from within and implodes.
Right, that's exactly.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And we all have a melting point, right, Jim? It's like that moment when we feel everything's too hot for us and we're getting out of control from our emotional perspective. We start to behave in a way that's not helping us and helping others. And then when it comes to, you know, business leaders, this is the moment when they start to make irrational decisions that can have a, you know, horrible impact on the organization.
Right. Well, and so how often do you see this? Give us an example of when you've seen this happen before and what it looked like.
Well, you know, it's happening a lot these days, I find, because the whole environment has changed, and this has been changing a lot for most of business leaders, right? And those changes often comes hand in hand with, you know, resource restrictions or new challenges on top of the work that they have to do. It's creating this heat for them. And, we just a couple of weeks ago, we found that video of Uber, in really melting down.
And right.
So it hasn't to be that dramatic, of course, but this was the clear meltdown. And of course, from outside, we don't know what.
So it could be. It could be not just. It could be any kind of dysfunction, including maybe some kind of malicious dysfunction, like what happened with the Wells Fargo.
Yeah, exactly. And we have different patterns, and that depends a bit on our personality, Jim. It's like some of us become, you know, when we reach that melting point, become really, you know, aggressive or arrogant, right, or melodramatic even in some.
You mean like United, like the CEO of United did a couple of months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, exactly.
That was pretty arrogant, wasn't it?
Anyway, it was, you know what, it was so bad that the consequences for the company are, you know, we need to see how they recover from that.
Mm-hmm. What would it look like in a small business? Would it be where you couldn't keep good employees? Your service is falling off and customers just sort of disappear, that kind of thing? Would that look like?
Yeah, that would include that. And I especially see it in small business with the leaders I work with. It's, you know, you usually have a couple of people who really carry the weight on their shoulders. You know, mm-hmm. You keep people that make a difference. And those are affected the most if this happens.
Right. Well, and I think about when I was in the infantry in the army, they taught us about how to tell if you were receiving effective fire from the enemy, and they you know, the effective fire was if you got 20% casualties, that's effective fire. So if you're looking around you in your business, and you're having, you know, one problem is leading to another problem, and you can't seem to solve this problem because this other thing you want to fix it with isn't working either. Then you've got a that's probably a melting point, isn't it?
Well, and that adds to this. You know, it depends also how big those problems are. But what most leaders that I work with, you know, also from small businesses, it never seems to stop, and then they can't disconnect anymore. They take it home, and it affects also their mood and their home life. Mm-hmm. And never having a break from that pressure and that constant thinking of how they can solve these problems can really add up to the melting point.
Well, there's another thing that another way you can that manifests in small businesses, it manifests as a serious hit to our capitalization. We can't keep our trucks properly. We can't keep new trucks because we can't afford them. Then we can't maintain our trucks. Then we can't pay the people who do the maintenance or whatever it may be. It oftentimes looks like that, I think. And so, folks, if things are starting to not work for you with your people or with your stuff or even with your own set, with yourself, you're probably reaching a melting point. So what do we do? How do we solve that?
Well, there's
how do we turn down the heat?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And you know, there's a couple of things that you need to identify. First is what really triggers that heat is sometimes not obvious. Sometimes it is obvious, but sometimes it's not. And it has to do with your own ability to stay cool under pressure. Some of us really have that developed, and they can stand a lot of heat simply because they're so robust from an emotional and mental perspective.
Yeah.
And others are not so robust, and those need systematic build-up of that coolness. And that takes a lot of work, and with a lot of people I work with, these are daily routines that they start to build up. You know, it's about how do you manage your own energy, for example, during a long day of work. I mean, most small business leaders have, like, never-ending hours, right? Mm-hmm. How do you manage your energy that towards the end of a long day, you can still make good decisions, and you can still be clear and having good conversation with your customer. Maybe unexpected phone calls coming in, and you make the right decisions because you're still, you know.
I'm going to recommend to a lot of small business owners a way of turning down the heat is to learn how to become better delegators. What do you think?
Yeah, very good, very good. Learn to become good delegators. Learn how to coach people and trust people.
I want to talk about world class when we come back with Dr. Christian Marcoli. The book is called The Melting Point. Wherever books are sold, Dr. Christian Marcoli. We're going to talk about the idea of world class after these messages. You need to be world class, small.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.